Says the Mishnah that Pei Zayin Amid Aleph. Okay, it's a little bit confusing, this Mishnah, but everybody did a good job in Seder, so it'll be easy, especially with Rashi's diagrams, with the diagrams here in the Gemara. We should be able to be okay. Says the Mishnah, Shnei Gittin Shekasvan Zeh Betzad Zeh. So you have two Gittin that are written one alongside the other. Okay, so we have the right get and the left get. Ushnaim Eidim Ivrim Boy Mitacha Zeh Letacha Zeh. Then you have two Eidim that signed in Hebrew, and they signed going from the right get to the left get. So they started signing their names underneath, right? The Eidim are signing underneath. So they start signing underneath the right get, and they finish signing underneath the left get. So let's say if the guy's name is Reuven Ben Yaakov, so we'll have underneath the right get, we'll have, let's say, Reuven Ben, and then you have underneath the left get, you have Yaakov. So you have two lines of that. Okay, so those are the first two lines underneath the get. You have two Eidim that are signed in Hebrew. And then continues the Mishnah, Ushnaim Eidim Yevonim Boim Mitachas Zeh Letachas Zeh. Then you have two Eidim that are signed in Yevonis, and they're also going from one get to the other get. So the Mishnah says, Esha Eidim Harishonim Nikroinim Bo Kosher. So the one that the Eidim which are read together with the Ksav, meaning the She'edim Harishonim Nikroinim, the first Eidim, so we have four lines of Eidim. So the ones that are read with the Eidim that the Ksav, which are connected to the first two Eidim, that's going to be kosher. So what does it mean that they're signed in Yevonis? What's the cheshbon over there? So this is a machlokes in the Rishonim. We're going to go with Rashi. According to Rashi, is number one, they're signing in a different language, so they're writing different letters. But besides that, the Ikra Nakudi here says Rashi is that even though the way Rashi says, even though they also write from right to left, okay, so they're also going to be writing from right to left. However, so they're writing just like we write in Hebrew from right to left. They're also going to be writing from right to left, but they write it differently. In other words, they in Yevonis, when you instead of writing Reuven ben Yaakov, meaning Reuven, I'm the aid here, Reuven, and I'm signing, I'm the son of Yaakov. If you write Reuven ben Yaakov, in this case, we'll see in the diagram, it's going to be Yosef ben Shimon. So what you really mean to say is not I am the Yosef ben Shimon signing, but really, as Rashi says, Beno shel Yosef is Shimon. So it comes out that the person being signed, the sign on the get, is really Shimon.
After
okay?
The
what?
After the bet.
The guy after the bet, right? So it's like Yosef Shimon is like saying, Yosef's son is Shimon, and that's the guy signing the get. So when you have a get written in, so if it was going like that, when you have a get written in Ivri, so then the right get is going to be kosher. Right, if you have the two Eidim that are signed underneath these two Gittim, right? So if the Eidim are signing in Ivri, so they're writing, the first guy is writing Reuven ben Yaakov, the second guy is writing Yosef ben Shimon, so his actual name is going to be underneath the right get. If you're doing it in Yevonis, it will come out the other way, it's underneath the left get. So the Mishnah says, whoever the first two Eidim, whatever language they signed, that's going to determine which get is kosher. So if the first two Eidim are Ivrim, meaning they're writing in Ivri, so then the right get will be kosher. If the first two Eidim signed are writing Ksav Yevani, so then the left get will be signed. The left get will be kosher. Why? Because again, when the right guy's writing Reuven ben Yaakov, really what it means to say is the son of Reuven is Yaakov, so the guy who's signing the get is really Yaakov. So that's underneath the left get. Yeah.
But they're writing in Hebrew. Everyone's writing Hebrew letters.
Why are you saying that?
Because you don't need to go as far as to say the other thing. It's just that
so there might be a kasha of learning it the way, but the part Rashi doesn't learn. Rashi says,
especially since we know how the Greeks wrote.
Right, so that's the Achorna point out that it's a shaila here. If you're talking about writing in Greek, so then it would have to be from left to right. That's a technical problem.
That's
I'm not going to get into it.
Said,
yeah, but Rashi doesn't say that. The reason I said it is because Rashi is learning that they're writing in Yevonis. So take a look at Rashi. He says, Shnei Yisrael Yevanim Hadarim Eretz Yavan Uvaloshen Yevanis Kiderach Hazu. Okay, so V'chosm Tachtein Shnei Yisrael Yevanim Hadarim Eretz Yavan Uvaloshen Yevanis. So Rashi is learning the writing in Greek. So you have Akasha, the Metzias. Let's leave that out for now. It's a Bekishir. Let's just keep it Kipshut. Okay? So again, Loshen Yevan. So basically the difference between Ksav Ivri and Ksav Yevani for all our intents and purposes, the Rambam learns differently. The Rambam learns, like you're saying, it's left to right. But the way and the Rambam, it seems, must be much more pashut than the Mishnah. But it gets more confusing in the Rambam when you learn the Gemara. So I'm learning it kipshuto now. We're learning like Rashi. Again, Yevani and Ivri, it's basically the writing from right to left. The Yesod HaDavar is that by Ksav Ivri, the main name is on the right. That's how you start. Ruvein, Ben, that's the main name. Yaakov is the father's name. So the eighth name is Ruvein, that's underneath the right side. And by Yevani, it's Fakir, it's the opposite. So if you're right, Ruvein, Ben Yaakov, you're really trying to say the son of Ruvein is Yaakov. And therefore the main guy, and that's the Eid writing on the ground. Okay? So the Mishnah says, so you go based on the first two witnesses. So again, Esha Eidam Rishon and Nikron, but the first two witnesses, whichever one they're written, they're going to be read together with, that get will be kosher. So if it's Ivri, it'll be the right get. If they're written signing Sav Yevani, it'll be the left. Here the Gemara will ask why we're only being Masha one get. Continues the Mishnah. Okay, that's actually the easy case of Mishnah. Next case. Eid Echad Ivri, Veid Echad Yevani. So again, we still have four lines of signatures, but instead of doing two and two, two Ivri and then two Yevani, we have one, 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 one. So the Mishnah says, in that case, the same idea, they're going from one get to the other, Shneim Psum, they're both Pasum. Okay, now Rashi learns this case based on, we'll see what's going to be, he has to learn this based on the Gemara later on, that really this case, actually the Gemara is going to say is Kasher. So you have to figure out a way where you could have Ivri Yevani in that order, and really everything's going to be kosher. Okay, what? The Gemara is going to switch it to kosher. So therefore, you can't say the psalm for the obvious reasons, which would be the simple way of learning the mission, which is like because they're not signing the same get, nobody signed the right get. That's not going to work. The Gemara is going to have a technical reason why the mission said it's possible, but really the case is kosher. So how would you have a case where you have Ivri Yevani, and the first two are signed on one get, let's say on the right get, and the second two are signed on the left get. How does that work? Because we just said that they work opposite, right? If Ivri, when you have Reuven ben Yaakov, when you're writing at Ksav Ivri, so then the eight is signing underneath the right get. When you say Yosef ben Shimon in Yevani, so then the eight is signing on the left get. So how do you do this? So Rashi says that's without, I can't do any better than the diagram over here. You can look at the diagram in the Rashi, and it's very, very clear. Okay, without speaking out the whole Rashi, Rashi's like, the first eight, Ivri, that's easy. He writes regular Reuven ben Yaakov. Okay, so he signed underneath the right get. Now how do you get, no pun intended, how is the next eight, who is signing Yevani, also going to be signing on the right get? So he can't, on the next line, just write Yosef ben Shimon, because then he'll be signed on the left get. So it says Rashi, very simple. What do? He leaves an empty space underneath, in the beginning of the second line, right? So underneath where Reuven was on the first line, he leaves an empty space. Then, underneath the left get, he writes Yosef at the end of the second line, and then he writes Ben Shimon on the third line. So when you have Ben Shimon on the third line, okay, it's a question of Yosef Ben or Yosef Bel, without getting to the Pratim, he writes the Yosef on the end of the second line, and then Shimon on the beginning of the third line. In which case, it comes out that what's his name? His name is really Shimon. So now you have Shimon underneath the right get. So you have Reuven ben Yaakov, who's signed underneath the right get, and Yosef ben Shimon, which is really Shimon ben Yosef, and he's also signed underneath the right get. And then the next two, it's the opposite. Okay? It's not, in other words, the Ivri, in the next case, you have to get the Ivri guy who's signed underneath the left get. How do you do that? That's what Rashi says. You have that at the end of the line. So he starts his name, Kahas, at the end of the third line. So then that's his main name. So he's signed underneath the left get. And then Ben Levi is on the final line. And then the Yevani signs normal. Okay, so that would be the case where it could actually work out where you have the first two signed on the right get and the next two signed on the left get.
Signs normally for Yevani.
Well, he signs normally for Yevani, exactly. Because when he writes, like in this case, Yechatzel Ben Naphtali, so then it comes out that his name is really Naphtali and he signed underneath the left get. Okay, so these are the cases here in the Mishnah. Comes on the Gemara like this. The Gemara says like this. You told us in the Mishnah, the first case, where we have a right and a left get, and then we have four lines of Edom. So we said it all goes after the first two lines of Edom. The first two lines of Edom, right, if it's Ivri, so then the right get will be kosher. If they're Yevani, then the left get will be kosher. In fact, the Gemara, v'lis kosher hai v'ruvein, v'hai b'ben Yaakov Edom. Why are you saying that the first two Eidim can only testify on one of the Gittim? Let the first two Eidim testify in both. Okay, I see you don't want to use the second two Eidim, which we'll get to soon. But even without the second two Eidim, the first two Eidim should be able to be made on both Gittim. Okay, let's go on the easy case where the first two are ivri, right? Like our Mishnah said, the first two Edom are ivri. So no problem. This kasha hyper Ruvain. So the first get has Ruvain signed on it because he's Ruvain ben Yaakov. And Hain, the left get, also has Ruvain signed on it because he wrote ben Yaakov Ed. So Ruvain is being made on the right and the left. He wrote Ruvain underneath the right get and he wrote ben Yaakov Ed underneath the left get. How do I know that that works, that you could sign your name as ben Yaakov? Now we learned in the Mishnah coming up. Ben Ish Ploni Ed Kosher. Says the Hegdad, if you want to write Ben Ish Ploni Ed, it's kosher. So everything should be good. Okay, the obvious kasha over here, that Tosfos asks, he says the Tema, well he gives the Teretz, but he says the Tema, he says the very same Mishnah which tells you that you're going to be Machshir Ben Yaakov with Ben Yaakov Ed, also tells you that Ruvain is also only going to be kosher when you do what?
Eight.
When you write Ed. So if here you're writing Ben Yaakov Ed, and you want to be Machshir the left get with Ben Yaakov Ed, for that reason, you should have a problem with the right get, that it doesn't say it. So Tosfos says that no, here, even though Reuven is by itself, but you know, if you keep reading, you see Ben Yaakov, so the aid that's going after the Ben Yaakov will also work for the Reuven. Okay, anyway, I'll call upon him. That's what the Gemara's kash is. So Reuven should be under the right get, and Ben Yaakov under the left get. So, and that's a Mefurish Mishnah that it works. So the Gemara answers that the cost of Reuven Ben Akamo, the Yaakov aid Abasra. So you didn't write Ben Yaakov unless you, the first one, you just wrote Reuven Ben. And on the second one, so on the, that's underneath the right get. Underneath the on the left get, you wrote the Yaakov Eid. Okay? So therefore, it's not good. Therefore, it's only going to work. Reuven is going to be on the right. You can't. You said Ben Yaakov Eid is good, but not Stamzo Yaakov Eid. So Gemara says, no, one second. The Skasher high, but Reuven Ben. Let the right get be kosher with Reuven Ben. Now, I have to see Rashi over here. It says, what does it mean? The Skasher high, Reuven Ben means the Mashma Ani Beno Shal Reuven. See, if you write Reuven underneath the right get, and then Ben Yaakov underneath the second get, so Reuven means Reuven. And then Ben Yaakov is another way of calling Reuven Ben Yaakov. But if, once you write Reuven Ben underneath the right get, so Rashi says, then it switches its definition. Reuven Ben doesn't mean I am Reuven, the son of somebody else. It means the son of Reuven. So the Gemara says, you know what, let's keep it like the way you said. You had Reuven Ben underneath the right get, Yaakov Eid underneath the left get. I still want to be Machshirit. Why? Because Beruvain Ben, I'll be Machshir as if it's written the son of Reuven. I need Benoshel Reuven, says Rashi. The Leskasher, I'll be Yaakov 8. And then I can be Machshir the left kid with saying Yaakov 8. Dotanan, Ish Ploni 8 Kosher. Right? We said that Ish Ploni, that's what we just mentioned before, right? That same Mishnah, but you see on the base, says just like you could write Ben Yaakov 8 is Kosher, you could also just write your first name, and that's all, and then I'll be Kosher. So what the Gemara is suggesting, according to Rashi, would be like this. The first get would have the son of Reuven testifying on it. When it says Reuven Ben, it means the son of Reuven. The left get would have another guy called Yaakov. I mean, up until now, we're trying to say, hey, it's Reuven Ben Yaakov being made on both get. Now, it's not at all this. We're trying to say it's the son of Reuven being made on the right get, and some other dude called Yaakov being made on the left get.
That's the case of the Mishnah.
That's what we're suggesting should be the case of the Mishnah. And we should be machshir based on that.
Isn't it
I mean, that's the potential case. We just see the signatures.
Isn't the Gemara saying that it's Yaakov?
Right,
but Yaakov is Reuven's father.
So, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, "V'zeh shechasim tachas hasheni ish achar haya ushmo Yaakov."
Also, it's not.
Now, the truth is, it could be, but it's really irrelevant at this point because once Reuven is not the son of Yaakov, meaning the reason we talk about Yaakov as the father because it's Reuven ben Yaakov. But once Reuven Ben means Reuven's son, right? So then Yaakov is just another guy, Yaakov.
I mean, it could be, but also...
Now, Tosfos Be'etzem, right, Tosfos Be'etzem points out, if you take a look at Tosfos Rasam Liskasha, Tosfos says, Uluperusha Shepir Shechasim Kichasimus Yevonim, Bechinam Piresh, She Yaakov, Hu Ish Acher, She Yuchal Afarish, Hu Yaakov, Hu Atzmo, Ben Reuven. Tosfos says that maybe Yaakov is the Ben Reuven. Okay, but I'll call upon him. Just to keep it simple now, Lefi Rashi. Okay, so Lefi Rashi, we're suggesting that the son of Reuven is signed under the right get, and another guy, Yaakov, is under the left get. So why can't that be the case? Some more answers. The low cost of Eid. So very simple. You could say that it doesn't say Eid after Yaakov's name. So if it doesn't say Eid, And we saw earlier, the Mishnah means bedavka. When you want to say just your name, you have to write Abe. Okay, so that's one teretz. That's why you can't be machsheh to the left get and make this whole shtickle teretz. It's not going to work. The same a different teretz is that really the lom takas of eight. Really, it says Yaakov eight underneath the second get. But udiyadinan ba chasima the lab the Yaakovu, and we know that chasima is not the chasima of Yaakov. We know that it's not the guy Yaakov. Either says Rashi, who is it? It's the guy who actually was Yaakov's son, who was Reuven, right? So we know it's Reuven ben Yaakov signing over here. It's not another guy called Yaakov. It's not like Reuven's son is signing one thing and the other. We know that this signature was not Yaakov. Okay, so begins, we just made an akid that it's not going to work. Theoretically, basically, what Gemara is saying is that Ere Chanami. In other words, our Mishnah seems to be saying that the first two Edim can only be made on one get. And the Gemara's Hanacha, which remains, is that that's not really true. So you can have two Edim being made on both gets. So it just happens to be that there's an akimtiv in our Mishnah that it's written in such a way, and we have some information going on in this get that we know that these two eidim are not signed on both.
The second suggestion that we made, where it's really one, that's not one guy being made on two gittin. That would be two people being made on two different gittin, right?
Yeah, the second suggestion. I'm just saying, but the first hanukkah is still true. First halacha is true. You could have two Edim being made, and not only that, really means using the first two signatures to be made on both. Right? Then it would work, because then each signature has two parts to it. The first line is being made on both. It doesn't mean the same person, right? If the second signature would be the first suggestion, think, well, there could still be one person. But you could have two Edim who are the same two people being made on two. There's no reason why not. Yeah.
What's the case there?
Theoretically, the suggestion would work. You could have, Reuven Ben, which means Reuven's son, is underneath the right gate.
Right.
And then we see Yaakov on the left gate, and it says Yaakov Eid, and that's another guy called Yaakov. So I have two Eidim. That could be. Right? There's one Eid on the right gate, one Eid on the left gate. Exactly.
So that would be good.
And that would be good. It just happens to be that we know that's not the case. We know that this guy on the left is not Yaakov. We know that this guy that was signed here was not Yaakov. We know. Right. We saw him, we know the writing, so we know it's not.
If we didn't know that, it would be okay because you don't need to have aid written next to Reuven Ben, you're saying.
You don't need to have?
The word aid written.
Right, that's back to Tosus Kasha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Tosus Kasha, the reason you can apply the aid is...
Oh, very good. You're saying it's because it's...
One person. You can have it both ways.
That's nice. That's a good aura. The cheshvin that fee. Yeah. Here's some toast my back to the aura there. That's nice. That's a good aura. Okay, good cheshvin. We have to give a cheshvin later. Okay. But anyway, it says the book. Because that's the graph for the Gemara is throwing out the suggestion now. The Gemara persists now. V'dilma b'shma davu achasim. So the Gemara is like, you know what? Maybe this guy is signing with his father's name. What was your kasha? We know that it's not Yaakov. In a chanami, we know it's not Yaakov. Maybe it's his son. And he's signing his name with his father's name. Morris says, no, that's not a normal thing. Theoretically, it could be, but that's not. We don't assume that's what happened. People don't sign, when they could sign their own name, they're not going to leave over their own name and sign their father's name.
We're back to trying to say it's two different people.
Yeah, back to the previous suggestion. I'm trying to say that it's this is another Yaakov.
One person and Yaakov is a different person.
Right, but no, so,
but not his.
No, no, but we know that it's not Yaakov, right? But we're saying we know that it's his son. But we're saying maybe it's his son that's signing.
Oh, he signed both sides of it. He signed once here and once here. Just he signed.
No, it could be the right get is still Benoshal Reuven.
Reuven.
That could still be two people. And I'm sorry, look after that. It could still be two people. Benoshal Reuven. This first one could be Benoshal Reuven. The second one, we're saying, the left get, we're saying, we want it to be Yaakov. Like, it can't be Yaakov. We see that it's his son. Tara says, yeah, maybe the second one is Yaakov's son.
Right.
And he signed his father's name.
But couldn't we say, we're reading, like, normal Hebrew names, Reuven Ben Yaakov. And we're saying, Reuven Ben.
We're still saying, it's two people. Yeah. It's Reuven's son. He signed on the right. And then Yaakov 8 is Yaakov's son, who's writing his father's name. He's writing Yaakov.
Would be a problem, but
No, that would be good. That would work.
So we know it's
Mara's saying that would work, but Lamaisa, we know
it's not the son of Reuben. He's Reuben.
What?
But we know this guy's not the son of Reuben. He's Reuben, so that wouldn't work. The right get.
No, the right get is Reuven's son. That's what it
Reuven
is.
Reuven Ben.
We don't know
son.
What.
Reuven.
Yeah, that's what we said. That's what we said in Rashi before. Skasha kam beruv, right? Skasha hai beruvain ben, which is mashem ani beno shel Reuven.
Okay, so that's one person.
That's one person. And then the guy on the left is Yaakov. So we said it can't be Yaakov because we know it's not Yaakov. We know it's Yaakov's son. So we're saying you're right. Maybe it's Yaakov's son who signed his name, Yaakov.
I thought we didn't only knew it was Yaakov's son person. His name is Reuven.
No, it's not Yaakov. We know that it's not Yaakov.
So it's not him. He just signed using his father's name, which
exactly.
Is Yaakov.
Right. Tamora says that theoretically would be good, but people wouldn't do that. It's not normal things. We don't assume that's what happened. So the Gemara says, V'dilma simana shavya. Right? So Gemara says, maybe it's true. He wouldn't sign your father's name as your father's name, like just sign your name. But maybe he didn't want to sign it and he wanted to have a symbol. As we find Rav Tzair Kavra, Rav used to sign his name, a symbol, he'd have a fish, Rav Chanina Charusa. Chanina would sign with a branch of a dekel tree. Rav Chista Samach, he would use the letter Samach. Rav Hoshe Ayin, he would use the letter Ayin. Rav Baravuna Tzair Machusa. Rav Baruna would use this machusa, which is the mast of a ship, right? This vilon shalisvina. So if it gets there's such a thing as using a symbol. So maybe the son chose his father's name as his symbol. Maybe that was his symbol. So that lochatz finish l'shavi l'shma devu asimana. A person is not going to use. That's already a chutzpah. Your symbol shouldn't be your father's name. If you wanted to sign your father's name, like Al Chashivas, I'm going to sign my dad's name, that's one thing. Or else the person wouldn't do that anyway. So you're not going to sign your father's name. It's LMI, you want to choose your father's name to be your symbol, that's considered to be a chutzpah. Why that's a chutzpah, you ask me? I don't know why it's a chutzpah.
Use
that's
the last name
that's considered to be a chutzpah.
It's time
to Yeah, just to go back, back to what you were saying before. Let's clarify one more time. When the Gemara asked the Dilma b'Shmu Davu Achasim, so Rashi says the top of the Amud Dilma b'Shmu Davu Achasim. We're saying Al Hasheni Val Shneim Chasim. It is like you were saying that it's one aid that's signing on both.
We're not back to two people.
What? It's like you said the Chatzkid. That's one aid signing on both, and we're saying like this. Maybe he has. Because what's the problem? We know who the guy is, right?
It's Reuven. That's why. Is it Reuven or is it not Reuven?
It's Reuven.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It could be the...
Who's the guy who says Reuven's
son? Yeah, the guy who says that I'm Reuven's son. Right? The guy who says I'm Reuven's son. So the guy's coming and he's saying that he's Reuven's son. Like Rashi said. Right? Ani b'nosha Reuven. So he's the one that signed over here. And then we have the name Yaakov. So it happens to be that this guy is the son of Yaakov.
He's the son of Reuven.
Right? He's the son of Yaakov. So you're saying, how could he also be the son of Reuven?
Because it's his grandpa or something?
So it sounds like he's saying, at this point we know that he's the son of Yaakov. We know that he's the son of Yaakov. So now maybe really it's Reuven ben Yaakov, and he's signing his father's name.
Oh,
right. I'm really Reuven.
And originally we were going to read it like Reuven... And like this. But now that we see, that we know that it's not Yaakov, so we're going to fall off that. We'll assume that really it's Davka Reuven ben Yaakov. And that Reuven ben Yaakov, he's signing over here. And then he's signing Yaakov as his father's name. So I would say, no, a person wouldn't do this. So Mamela, he's signing his own name. And therefore, he's not signed on the left yet. He's only signed on the right there. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter.
And also, you could say, on the left-hand side, we put the hefsek after the word ben before. But now we moved it back to normal. Reuven, and then the left
this
side,
last
ben, yeah, ben right. Yaakov, and he just signed off as Ben Yaakov on the left hand side, and then we say
that we can't do because it says Aid.
Ben Yaakov Aid.
That would be good.
I am Ben Yaakov Aid.
That would be good.
Yeah, you signed the right hand side as Reuven. Signed the left hand.
Then it would be good on both. We want to be only where possible.
But we say Lo Shavik Inishmei V'Chasim Shma De'Avura.
No, that you would write. You could write Ben Yaakov. That's not a problem. You wouldn't write your name as Yaakov.
So we have to leave the Ben.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Which is weird. But okay.
Yeah. Okay. It says the Gemara Vayitu. But the sky. Okay. So up until now, we've been trying to use the first two signatures to be machsher both gittin, the right and the left. Be machsher both gittin, right? The guy who signed them both. Well, like you said, maybe two people, one. But the bottom line is the first two signatures on the get, the first two lines of signatures should be machsher. Now the Gemara is okay. That didn't work. But what about a more pushing question? Why don't we just make it easier? Have the first two signatures be machshir the right get, and the second two signatures be machshir the left get. And maybe you'll tie in, oh, there's a problem with Yevani signatures. That's not true. Disnan, get your kosher ivris, ve'ed of Yevonis, Yevonis ve'ed of ivris, kosher. There's no problem with having the text be one language and ed of another language. That's okay. Maybe you'll tie, oh, you know what the problem is? The problem is that the second two signatures have a gap of two lines in between the text and their signatures. And the halacha is that you can't have a space like that. We're not allowed to have a space. And Rashi brings the Braisa in Get Pasha, the parak in Bava Basra, last parak in Bava Basra, Hirchik as a Eidim in Aksav, Shnei Shitin, Pasha. So for your Braisa, you're not allowed to have the Eidim distance two lines from the Ksav. So maybe you'll get tell me that's the reason to pasul it. Says the Gemara, that's also not a good time. Why? V'omer chizkia melu b'kroivim kosher. Even though you can't have a space there of two lines, but if you filled in the space, even with junk, right, even with Eidim that are psulim, they're not helping you, that's good enough. So kol shekein over here, where you have Eidim which are good, and they're being machshir a different get, there's no reason why the second two lines 3 and 4, can't be used for the third get. So the Gemara answers, haltani ze'iri, shneng sher. And this is what I mentioned before, Zir is enechanami. It's true. Both gittin are kosher, both the right and the left. Our mission doesn't say that. But Tana Didan, Dilma Gundalis Chasim, Vekulu Acharu de Chasimi. And our Tana is afraid that maybe they signed backwards. As Rashi says, Gundalis is an interesting word. Rashi brings over here, Gundalis Ra'isi B'tshuvas HaGa'oinim, a person who uses his left hand, a lefty. They call him Gundalia because he's Mishana the Seder. So we're afraid that maybe the last two Eidim, the Yevanim, we said really how does it work by Yevanim? They write from right to left, but they write the father's name first and the son's name second. So they should be signed under the left get. But we're afraid that maybe they switched it around and they did like the first two signatures and they wrote their main name under the right get, not under the left get. And it turns out that all the chasimis are on the right get, not on the left get. So Be'etzem would work, and that's why we even have Ze'iri who learns that they're both kosher, but our Tana was afraid they're going to mix it up.
Afraid that they would, and therefore any time you have a mixture of different people is possible, or
that's
is
right.
That's how they talk
a bit. We're
and
afraid.
We know that.
No, we're afraid. We're afraid. Okay.
Because we're not afraid that we're just, one ends up being kosher, the other one ends up being kosher. It's just that they're not both kosher, right? Really?
The first two are kosher.
The Ivrim are both kosher, and they're both signing off on the first get on the right hand.
Right, whoever's first, the Ivrim or the Ivan, whoever comes first is kosher. The next two were afraid that they're going to follow suit from the first two.
And they mock sure they get
the right. If you have just a Yevanis, if you just have Eidim Yevanim, we're like, oh, they know what they're doing. But if you have Eidim Yevanim on lines 3 and 4, they're signing after Ivrim on lines 1 and 2. They're going to get nervous. We're nervous that maybe they're going to be like, you know what? Those guys, right, signed like Ruvain Ben Yaakov. That means that they're Ruvain. Maybe we should also do that.
It's like the date, like month and day in Europe versus
America. So there's no
chisim. Okay, right. So they're going to, and right, and they're afraid.
If you see everyone's filling out.
Exactly. You're going to fill it out.
There's no chisim in the first get now.
There's never a chisim in the first get. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the one that the first two Eidim are written with are kosher. Come to explain the Mishnah. The Braisa says they're both kosher. The Mishnah says whoever the first two Eidim are going with is kosher. Okay, so the Gemara continues the same question in the continuation of the Mishnah. Eid echad ivri ve'ed echad yavani. We said one and one. So the Gemara says everything is possible. So frankly, the Gemara says kosher high be'ed echad ivri ve'ed echad yavani. Bahai be'ed echad ivri ve'ed echad yavani. Why don't you machshir everything? And that's why it was important to explain the way we did in Rashi in the Mishnah. That it has to be that the first two Eidim are signed on one get, and the second two Eidim are signed on the next get. The first two Eidim are signed on the right, second two on the left. So the Gemara says, the Hasnan, Eid Echad Ivri, Eid Echad Yevani Kosher. There's no problem. You can have Eid Echad Ivri, Eid Echad Yevani Kosher. So why are they telling me that they're both bustle? Really, they're both kosher. We're afraid of the same thing, that they're going to mix it up. So when you have Ivri Yavani, we're afraid that one of the Yavanim switched things around. Now, if one of them switched things around, it will come out three on one side and one on the other.
Isn't what Mishnah say in the first paragraph that you have an Akum sign that it should be in the middle?
An Akum? We're not talking about Akum.
Oh, so,
yeah, we're talking about Jewish witnesses here.
But they just wrote it.
Yeah, 100%. That Rashi, we read a little bit before. Rashi writes, if you look at Rashi in the Mishnah, the second line of Rashi in the Mishnah, V'chazu v'chazu v'tachtein shnei Yisraelim Yevanim. You notice how he said they're Jewish Yevanim. You're a Jewish American, right? Not an American Jew. They're Yisraelim Yevanim. Hadar Meretz Yavan. They can't live in Yavan. Which is probably better than where you guys live. What?
What was the difference between the last two cases? We're both worried about somebody's going to switch something out.
We're afraid that the Yevanim, in this last case, we're afraid that one of the Yevanim is going to switch it around, and he's going to write his name first instead of writing his father's name first.
The whole last case,
the one right before that,
yeah.
Same idea. But there, it's the second two words going to follow the first two. So if the first two happened to be Yevanim, and they wrote their father's name and then their name, so then we're afraid that the Ivrim sign underneath them on lines 3 and 4 are also going to be like, oh, we should let's write the father first.
But what? It sounds like we have the same exact. It's the same case.
Same exact
as
so.
The same.
Yeah, same
thing,
as so.
One grew up, two people switching, or one. I don't know why they don't just
spread.
Why is it not just condensed into one thing? Why we have two? Why just say? Like,
why Bechlal? Well, we need to bring it to it because
what's
there are two cases in the Mishnah.
What's new in this second thing? It sounds like the same. It sounds like it's repeated.
Yeah, and it's the same Yesod, I believe. It's just that the Mishnah had two cases, and both of them said Paul, so we had to go through it. But there's also an added element over here, is that here, since the Yevanim are by themselves here, we're not afraid necessarily that both of them are going to do it. When the Yevanim are signing together, so then I think the Pasha will both sign together. Oh, they'll go, right? But when they're signing by themselves, like, oh, I'm just following this guy.
Yeah.
One might follow, one might not follow.
No, Rashi speaks up.
Wouldn't it be that?
What? Why?
Because then each one has one right before them that is
doing it the other way. So they might do it.
But here we're only saying one.
One, because they're each acting independently. What are you saying, Ben?
Isn't that what Rashi says?
That what?
Isn't that why it's like 3 and 1?
He just explains how it is. I don't know if he explains the svaras. Where here? Tell me where. I don't think Rashi says the svaras there. He just says that's what's going to happen. The way I understand it, they're each acting independently. If they're not together with the other Yavani, like they might not. They might follow the Ivri, they might not follow the Ivri.
Okay.
Exactly like my answer. I'll take that. It's good enough for me. Okay, I wanted to go weiter. We'll stop over. I need to say the most geschmack thing that ever happened. Geschmack, that's a little bit intense, but and it never happened either. I'm not even saying anything that happened. I'll say geschmack up shot. There's a Mishnah in Avos, right? You guys know the famous Mishnah? It's a song also, so you probably know it from that. In Bag Bag Oimer, Hafoichba, Hafoichba, the Kulaba. Right? Hafoichba, Hafoichba. You turn over Torah, you can turn over again and again because everything is there. You can find everything in Torah. Maybe Pashup Shot means, you know, if you look deep enough in the Torah, you'll find everything in the world or whatever, science, whatever you have to understand. The Mishnah Pashup Shot is that the more you delve into Torah, the more you'll be able to understand more about whatever you need to know. The Ruach Chaim, Ruach Chaim, Lajner in his Sefer on Avos, so he says Avoch Avoch means in every part of Torah you'll be able to uncover things about other parts of Torah. So when you're learning Maseches Erevin, don't just be thinking about Erevin. You're going to be thinking, you're going to be learning everything. And he gives an example in Sukkah. You can come from Sukkah to be Matir and Aguna. If you learn Hilchos Sukkah well, you can be Matir and Aguna. That's what Ruach Chaim Lajner writes. So of course, we take everything literally. So they asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, what's he talking about? Can you find this a place where you're matir in aguna based on Hilchos Sukkah? So some wanted to say, if you look throughout the Maseches, look, you'll see references to Gittin. But that's about the Shetaris. It doesn't mean in the Maseches Sukkah. He means the Hilchos Sukkah, that there's something from Hilchos Sukkah you could be matir in aguna. So Rav Chaim answered from our Gemara. What does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says that if you have a space of two Edim, right? If you have a space, between the eidim of two lines, between the eidim and the text, it's possible. Right? So the Gemara says, so maybe the second two eidim should be possible. The Gemara says, no, because here you filled it in with the space. How do I know that if you filled in a space with puzzle eidim, that it's kosher? So Rashi brings the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara there says that we know if you have of a space of three tefachim in the schach, it's no longer lovet, that's pasul the schach. If you have any area that's going along the sukkah that is three tefachim of airspace, it's pasul. But when it comes to schach pasul, how much you could have? You have up until four tefachim. How could you have up until four tefachim? So the Gemara says, you see that even though the space is a problem, but if you fill in the space with even something pasul, it'll be kosher. So the Mela, that's we bring a rye from there to be Matur Naguda, to be Matur Hilchas Gittin. That if you had a get that was written like this, the second two Edim, that's exactly why Zairi is Matur the get. You can use, you can be Matur the left get with the second two Edim because of the Halacha and Hilchas Sukkah. That you see something puzzle could fill in a place where space would be a problem. Space is worse than something puzzle being there. That's a Hilchas Sukkah. And that's our Kesher from this month to the next month, going from Gittin to Sukkah.